Lawyers for OpenAI questioned Elon Musk in court. Happened Wednesday in Musk's lawsuit against the makers of ChatGPT. NPR tech correspondent John Ruich, a real human being, was in the courtroom in Oakland, California. Hi there, John.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, so this day started with Musk's own legal team asking him questions as he testifies in this lawsuit. What's he trying to get across?
Musk is trying really to make the case that he helped start OpenAI because it was set up as a nonprofit dedicated to developing safe artificial intelligence for the good of humanity. Mm-hmm. He said he invested $38 million plus contacts and clout and ideas because he really believed in that mission. But yesterday he called himself a fool for doing that because he says CEO Sam Altman and others instead have used OpenAI to enrich themselves. You know, this dispute goes back to a decision by the founders early on to set up a for-profit arm of OpenAI so they could use it to raise money and attract talent. They disagreed over the structure of that for-profit. Musk wanted control. The others were against it. And in 2018, he left the board. On the stand, he said that the for-profit had become, quote, the main thing, not the nonprofit. And he's asking the court to order OpenAI to unwind the for-profit and boot Altman and OpenAI president Greg Brockman out.
What does the world's richest man really care if this is a for-profit or a nonprofit?
You know, a big concern that he's talked about is that AI could become dangerous. He says it's something he's been thinking about a long time. And they thought that a nonprofit was the safest way to develop this AI. He made the point repeatedly in his testimony that having a for-profit company was fine. He was okay with it as long as it served the nonprofit. And he actually wanted to be in charge of the for-profit in order to be able to make sure that OpenAI stayed true to its mission. After he left OpenAI, though, the company started taking really big investments from Microsoft. They released ChatGPT. They became a huge success. And today they're worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Musk said establishing a company like OpenAI as a nonprofit gave it the moral high ground and, quote, a halo effect. But he said it wasn't set up to get people rich. What you can't do, he said, is have your cake and eat it too.
This is all very complicated, but isn't the nonprofit still in charge of this other company that is set up to make a profit?
Yeah, it is. And on cross-examination, OpenAI's lawyer William Savitt drew on emails and texts to kind of hammer home the point that Musk knew they were doing this for profit, and he knew that they would be attracting big investments with potentially big returns. You know, one of the key points that Savitt made was that Musk raised no objections when billions of dollars in investments started to roll in. And he raised the question of why Musk didn't sue back in 2018 when he left the board if he was so concerned about the company. Musk actually didn't file his lawsuit until 6 years later, after OpenAI was a clear success and after Musk himself had launched an AI competitor called xAI. Hmm. And his response on the stand was that he basically wasn't aware yet of the gravity of what he described as a theft.
Oh, this is interesting. So Musk is competing against the company he's suing. Now, what happens if Musk wins?
Well, if the judge finds OpenAI and Altman at fault, it's possible that the penalties could radically shake up one of the world's most important and influential AI companies.
John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's John Ruich, and we'll note that Microsoft, which he mentioned, is a financial supporter of NPR.